Over the course of human history, the sun has been feared and worshipped. Rightfully so. What our ancestors knew on a fundamental level was that the sun provides a vital ingredient for most of the life on Earth. Without the energy provided throughout sunlight, vegetation cannot grow, and without vegetation, animals do not have a source of nourishment. However, what we know today that our ancestors did not is just how far-reaching the scope of the sun's influence is. As our scientific knowledge has increased, so too has our understanding that the Earth is merely a piece in a larger structure that we know as the solar system. What we have also discovered is that although other planets and bodies in the solar system may not possess life, the sun is just as influential to them. So, what is the sun? The Sun is what is known as a main sequence star, that is, a sphere composed primarily of the two gases, hydrogen and helium, such that certain conditions are met. Though debated, this range is generally accepted to be between approximately 1.4 times 10 to the power of 29 kilograms and 3.0 times 10 to the power of 32 kilograms. This range is often described as at least 75 times the mass of Jupiter and no more than 150 times the mass of the Sun itself. The second and most important condition is that nuclear fusion must be present. Nuclear fusion is a process whereby two lighter atomic nuclei join or fuse together to produce a heavier atomic nucleus. In the context of stars, hydrogen is the lighter and helium is the heavier. The size of the Sun compared to the largest known stars, red giants, is not very big. However, if compared to the most common type of star in the universe, the red dwarf, the Sun is quite a bit larger. Thus, the Sun is not the biggest type of star in the universe, but it is definitely larger than most. As far as the Sun's mass compared to other bodies found in our solar system, the Sun is easily the most massive. The Sun alone contains 99.8% of the total mass in the solar system. In terms of size, the Sun has a diameter of roughly 1.4 million kilometers or 870,000 miles. To put this in perspective, this is almost 110 times the diameter of the Earth. What this means is that about 1 million Earths could fit inside of the Sun. One day, the Sun will consume the Earth. The Sun will continue to burn for about 130 million years after it burns throughout all of its hydrogen instead of burning helium. During this time, it will expand to such a size that it will engulf Mercury, Venus, and Earth. When it reaches this point, it will have become a red giant star. The Sun is almost a perfect sphere. Considering the sheer size of the Sun, there is only a 10-kilometer difference in its polar and equational diameters. This makes it the closest thing to a perfect sphere observed in nature. What type of star is the Sun? Although we think of our Sun as a unique celestial body, it is in fact one of trillions of stars in the universe. On top of this, the Sun is rather ordinary as far as stars go. The official classification for our Sun is GV star, often refined as a yellow dwarf star, which means that it is a main sequence star whose surface temperature is between 5027 degrees Celsius and 5727 degrees Celsius. Some estimates of stars similar to the Sun in the Milky Way galaxy alone as high as 7 billion. If this number is correct, there could be over 1 trillion stars that are roughly the same as our Sun in the universe. Does the Sun have another name? While our Sun does not have an official scientific name, it does have another common name, Sol. This name originates from the ancient Roman god of the Sun, Sol. This alternative name is where we get the term solar system, which literally means system of the Sun. The average distance from the Earth to the Sun is about 150 million kilometers. Light travels at 300,000 kilometers per second, so dividing one by the other, it gives you 500 seconds, 8 minutes and 20 seconds. This energy can reach Earth in mere minutes, but it takes millions of years to travel from the Sun's core to its surface. The Sun is halfway through its life. At 4.5 billion years old, the Sun has burned off around half of its hydrogen stores and has enough left to continue burning hydrogen for another 5 billion years. Currently, the Sun is a yellow dwarf star. I hope you really liked my podcast. This has been Stuff You Should Know About Space. Next podcast, I hope, will be out on Monday. Until then, I wish everybody a great day and goodbye.